to see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook or Twitter. Good morning. Today's drawing of a canoe docked on a river that reflects the beauty of a multicolored sky comes to us from our man in the UK, Philip Hand, who shared his latest work of art to me personally via Facebook Messenger, reporting that he was inspired to put pencil to paper to reproduce this scene that he saw in a photo that he had spied on social media. He also reported that he believes that God is helping him in his situations, as he shared that he has made a turn for the better mentally as of late, as he seems to be finding hope as he emerges from a persistent struggle with grief. Philip's simple testimony shows us that when all is lost, we can find hope by looking to the beauty that surrounds us, to the good we can experience even in our grief, and to our Heavenly Father who provides all of it, our world, our talents, our lives, and who reminds us and encourages us to look to His truth, that where there is life, there is hope, and where there is faith in Christ, there is life, everlasting life and hope that never fades away. Well, it's Thursday, and I share Philip's drawing, which I have taken the liberty of calling the River of Dreams, because of its artistic beauty and because its water pathway visually represents a pathway to hope, a pathway to dream for more in this life. And I know the only pathway that leads to meaning and purpose is the one that Jesus set before us, the pathway of Christian discipleship. And so I encourage all who read or hear this message to get on or to stay on that path that leads to the abundant life that Jesus calls us to, a life of walking in the Spirit. Today is a beginning of a new month, and I have decided to be intentional about promoting and cultivating the fruit of joy this month, corporately and personally, by beginning a new series of sorts on developing our capacity for joy by sharing and taking part in 4habits.org's 28-day joy challenge, which is based on Dr. Marcus Warner and Chris Corsi's latest book, The 4 Habits of Joy-Filled People. You can sign up for the 28-day joy challenge for free and purchase a variety of books from Warner and Corsi on the topic of joy by going to 4habits.org. As for the 28-day joy series on the blog, I haven't looked ahead too far, but what I intend to do is actually do the practices that the 28-day joy challenge instructs, and to share my experiences with them. So for day one, the 28-day joy challenge instructs that today starts the beginning of your journey toward a more joy-filled life. Today's encouragements. According to Cindy, it says, I've noticed some really great shifts since I started practicing last summer. Changes in lifelong ways of responding to things. These are tangible differences, says Cindy. Growing joy takes time and practice, but growing joy doesn't have to be boring. We can have fun while we practice exercises that make joy the default setting for life and relationships. Today's practice, exercise one. For today's exercise, we focus on calming our mind and quieting our body. How this exercise will benefit you. Learning to rest charges our batteries for more joy. Calming is about quieting our bodies from upsetting emotions, and deep breathing is a proven method for calming our bodies. Even if quieting doesn't feel easy at first, with practice, we can get to the point where quieting feels natural. Let's practice. Exercise steps. Find a comfortable position and practice box breathing. Count to four with a deep breath in and hold it to the count of four. Then exhale to the count of four and pause for a count of four. Continue the sequence for 3 minutes. Notice how your body feels when you are finished. Well, as I've set aside time in the mornings for prayer, I jumped in today's challenge by setting a timer on my phone and playing some quote-unquote sleep music on the Abide app called Soothing Relaxation. If you get the Abide app, you can see that it's free. It's under sleep. Like I said, soothing relaxation, which just happens to be perfectly designed to go with the 4-second cadence of box breathing. So I set the timer, breathed in 4 seconds, held it for 4 seconds, and exhaled for 4 seconds, held it for 4 seconds, and repeated the process with my eyes closed. To be honest, counting 4 seconds is a little mentally distracting for me, and that is why I will use this quote-unquote sleep music to breathe by. Otherwise, when I practice box breathing, I try not to focus on the time so much and just take deep breaths and try to remember to hold it in between exhaling and inhaling. It's not about perfection, it's about progress, right? And so I focused on my breath, and I relaxed until I decided to peek to see where I was. I was surprised to discover that I had unknowingly crushed the 3-minute goal for day one's challenge, as my timer revealed it was 3 minutes and 49 seconds, which just inspired me to continue on for a full 5 minutes. And to answer the challenge query, you know, I can report that I noticed that my body was very relaxed after this simple quieting practice. Spoiler alert, one of the 4 habits of joy-filled people is calming, learning to quiet the mind. And box breathing is a simple practice we can all do to do that. It's a new month, so take the 28-day joy challenge and see where it takes you. I myself only blog 6 days a week, skipping Sundays, so my 28-day joy challenge will end on July 3rd. And I can't think of a better way, going into the 4th of July holiday, to celebrate our nation's independence and our own personal freedom than by being filled with joy. And let's see, we move along. Today's Bible verse comes to us from the New Living Translation Bible Promise Book for Men. This morning's meditation verse is Ephesians 2:10, and the Word of God says, "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things He planned for us long ago." Today's verse tells us the purpose behind our lives, and specifically why God would choose to save us through our faith in Jesus Christ. The previous verses tell us that our salvation isn't because of anything we've done. It is because of God's grace alone and our faith in Christ alone that we are saved. Our salvation is a free gift from God. So why would God save us? Why would He give us the gift of forgiveness of our sins and eternal life in His kingdom? As today's verse tells us, God did it so we could do the good things He planned for us long ago. That's our purpose, to do good things for and to represent God's kingdom, to give Him glory, and to do something good in a world corrupted by evil. So, if you don't know what you should do with your new life in Christ, ask the Lord for guidance and follow Him into the good things He has prepared just for you to do, and do it with joy, knowing that this is pleasing to your Heavenly Father, and that this is your purpose in life, and was made just for you. Let's see. As always, we invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where we always share insights from prominent Christian theologians and counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ in their walk. Today, we continue sharing from A.W. Pink's The Holy Spirit, as we continue in Chapter 6, which is on the Holy Spirit during the Old Testament ages. And today's sections are on the Holy Spirit in relation to creation and in relation to Adam. So if you want to see where the Holy Spirit was in Genesis, go to mtforchrist.org and check out that resource at the end of today's blog post. And also, like I said, the 4habits.org link is on the blog today for those who want to sign up for the 28-day joy challenge. Or to purchase one of Marcus Warner or Chris Corsi's books on joy. They're all on that webpage, basically underneath signing up for the 28-day joy challenge. So if you wanted to take a deep dive into their teachings on joy and various aspects of your life, you can check out their books. We also invite people to check out our teachings that we put on the blog and the podcast and our YouTube channel of the same name, MT4Christ247, for victory over the darkness, the bondage breaker, and freedom in Christ. We share those discipleship classes because finding your freedom in Christ sure will increase your joy and life and overcoming your spiritual and personal conflicts through the steps to freedom in Christ is a guaranteed way to experience some joy. So we share those. They're a little more in-depth than a 28-day challenge. But depending on the class, though, there'd probably be less lessons than 28. But if you did all of those together, there'd be, a little bit more as they encompass, three different books, all but based on the Word of God and the work of Dr. Neil Anderson. You see, we've here at mtforchrist.org and the MT for Christ 24/7 podcast, we've discovered that our faith in Christ holds all the answers to life. And when we apply God's wisdom to our lives about everything, we can overcome. We can overcome things like grief and depression. We can overcome our, addictive tendencies and negative emotions of anger and anxiety. When we live in the context and in the presence of the Lord, we know that we're loved, we're cared for, we're accepted, we're significant, and we're secure. And God's truth, overrides everything and overcomes our very lives. And when we have a secure place in His kingdom, we can rejoice and give thanks every day, because that never changes. In a world that's falling apart and things that constantly change and fade away, God lasts forever, and He's going to be there when we pass on into eternity. So there's nothing to fear, nothing to be afraid of, as the Lord will guide us and protect us all the days of our lives and be there waiting for us, either when we go into eternity or when Christ comes back, so. That should fill us with joy. So we're going to introduce these 28, these 28 days of joy practices that are very basic, that really are based on brain science, and just, good practices of mental health. But always I push our faith in Jesus Christ, because you could be as joyful as you want by box breathing all the days of your life. But if you don't have Jesus Christ, you're going to be in trouble when eternity comes, and you'll probably be caught up in a bunch of lies of the world, the flesh and the devil too. So we need to know truth, practice truth, and know what's good for us, and practice those things too. So that's what we encourage here at the blog and podcast. And my alarm's going to go off in 1 minute, because I normally have to go to work, but I'm off today. Alexa, turn off the alarm for 6:55 a.m.
Your next 6:55 a.m. alarm is canceled.
Okay.
Would you like to cancel this alarm for every weekday?
No, thank you. Anyway.
Okay.
That's me talking to my personal assistant. Anyway, so now I should pray as we will move on into our day. I'm on vacation for the next few days, and we'll rest, but I'm also going to study a bunch. I'd love to learn more about our faith and about, these things that can give us joy, give other people joy. And that's what I'll be doing today. I'll be, I don't know what I'm going to do exactly, but there's going to be some study and then whatnot, but that's a good thing. However, the weather's going to be good. So who knows, maybe I'll go out and take a walk too. We'll see. But whatever we're going to do, we're going to pray first. So let's do that. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank You for another day in Your kingdom. Lord, we thank You so much for this time off from work. Thank You for providing us with a job that allows us some rest. Lord, let us use it to not satisfy the flesh, but to cultivate the joy in our spirit by connecting with You and doing things that are pleasing and good. And pure. Lord, so we thank you for that. And Lord, we also thank you for anyone who's reading or listening to this message. We pray for you to bless them. We pray for you to come alongside them in their walk and their prayer request, and to show them you're there, and to guide them in the way they should go. Lead them into those good things that you would have them do, and that no one else can do. Lord, because you've given us all a purpose and a mission to represent you here on earth. And Lord, we take that mission seriously. We listen to you to guide us. So Lord, we just pray for you to go before us today, set things up for us, open our eyes to the things you want us to see, and lead our steps into the way we should go. Because Lord, all we want to do is represent you and lead other people to know you and to know the joy that comes from being in your kingdom. The joy that never fades away is not circumstantial and gives us a hope and a future that lasts forever. Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we love you, and we pray all these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.